It is Monday, August 5th, 2013, and this is Midday Oklahoma. Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning. Ron Hayes dipping with us here on this Monday. And, you know, we've been talking a little bit about stuff on Capitol Hill here today. It's like the Hatfields and McCoys on this farm bill, isn't it? Just, holy moly.
I'm not sure which one Debbie Stabenow would be exactly, but, yeah, she does have a way to try to dramatize each of the things that are going on with the GOP, that's for sure.
Boy, and it just keeps on going. And I don't, you know, so that they want to make it to this recess, nothing is going to happen.
I think you're right. I think, you know, obviously they're talking informally, but they're kind of mad at each other right now, so they're going to have to kind of get over that a little bit. So we'll talk about that. We'll have some comments from Senator Stabenow talking about weather as well. Hot, hot, hot.
August is back again, then, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. We've got all that coming up. I've got a news update coming up for you in just a moment. Of course, Jim Appel and Justin Lewis will have a breakdown of the markets. All that and more when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Whether you're mowing around your house or cutting stripes for a Fortune 500 company, there's only one place to get your mower, P&K Equipment. Homeowners can pick up a comfortable, reliable D100 series lawn tractor for under $1,500. And for bigger jobs, check out a fast, efficient John Deere Z-Track 900 series commercial mower starting at under $7,000. That's how we run. In Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Visit pkequipment.com to find a store near you. Offering 731-13 restrictions apply. See P&K Equipment for details.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
It's 12:07. Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Dave Lanning. Japan's recent purchase of U.S. wheat, in effect, ends a moratorium related to concerns about an isolated case of genetically modified wheat. Rod Bain reports.
A recent USDA investigation into a case of genetically modified wheat found in an Oregon field earlier this year determined the case to be a limited and isolated one. And since findings of the report were issued, nations that put temporary moratoriums on U.S. wheat purchases have put an end to that action. First South Korea and Taiwan, and now Japan.
Japanese Minister of Agriculture, Forestry, and Fisheries announced that Japan would be resuming import tenders for U.S. Western white wheat for food and for soft white wheat for feed, with the condition that all classes of wheat from the U.S. ports would be tested.
And Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack notes the Japanese announcement earlier this week was followed by action on Thursday.
Japan announced a purchase of 90,000 metric tons of Western white wheat. That's the first purchase that they've made since May 30th. And everyone knows that Japan is an important trading partner for wheat, and we're certainly pleased that they have resumed U.S. wheat purchases.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Well, if you own farmland, it could be worth a lot more than it was last year. This story comes from Gary Crawford.
We now have the Agriculture Department's farm real estate values for this year, and it's the same old story.
A big rise in cropland values.
The USDA's chief economist, Joe Glauber, gave us some of the average numbers.
Farm real estate value this year was estimated by NASA to be $2,900 an acre as compared to $2,650 an acre. That's up 9.4%. But if you look at cropland, this is just all cropland, average per acre of $4,000, up from $3,540. That's up 13%.
Since 2009, average cropland values are up by 50%. Highest farm real estate values, the Corn Belt, $6,400 an acre on average, up 13%. What's causing the big increases? Glauber says a couple of things.
We've had very low interest rates and very strong income prospects.
And he says farm incomes could fall this next year. Interest rates might rise, which could mean smaller increases in farmland values next year. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Well, according to the Hagstrom Report, the Agriculture Marketing Service Administrator, Ann Alonzo, was set to announce that more than 8,000 farmers' markets are now registered with USDA and will be included in USDA's Farmers Market Directory. We're coming up on 10 past the hour. We've got an update for you from Jim Appel and Justin Lewis on the markets. Ron Hayes has ag weather. That and more when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
I believe in the future of agriculture.
Oklahoma FFA members are challenged to grow. And many FFA alums credit their success in the professional world to their FFA experience. The top executive of the Oklahoma School Land Commission, Harry Birdwell, is a former national president of the FFA and a former FFA member from Fletcher, Oklahoma.
It is the lessons learned and the contacts made and the dreams dreamed that are what is really the value of having been in FFA.
Do you want to grow like that?
I think every day of my life I use the leadership skills and public speaking skills, the meeting, planning, and conducting skills, and have been really one of the principal elements of my personal career success.
These words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sandridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA, grow like that.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer.
Welcome back to Midday Oklahoma. I'm Jim Apel along with Justin Lewis at KIS Futures. Justin, how did our futures markets look this morning?
Well, we're kind of all over the board here to start this week off. Stock market futures here are retreating just a little bit after making new highs on Friday in the Dow Jones futures. They hit a high of 15,600. S&P futures hit a high of 1705, which they hit that again today. So we're just retreating a little bit off that. We're down about 37 here in the September Dow. 15,553 and the S&P's at 1703 and a quarter, down 0.75 points. So not a whole lot going on, there. The ISM July non-manufacturing index came out today at 56. So that was a little bit better than expected, and they were looking for a number of 53. Last month it came in at 52.2. So, that's a little bit better, but the market's just taking a little bit of a breather after making new highs. I guess the real big news today was the Dallas Fed president, Richard Fisher, was in Oregon talking, and he said that the central bank could be closer to slowing or executing the end of the bond buying program from the Fed. He says the market here is a little bit too accustomed to the idea that the Fed just keeps pumping money in here, and that could artificially increase prices higher than they really should be. So, you know, he's been kind of the most conservative of all the Fed presidents, but that's what he had to say this morning. U.S. dollar index today, slightly higher here, but basically unchanged. 30-year bond futures are at 132.30, down about a point. So that means the interest rates are just a touch higher. Crude oil futures here down about 10 to 20 cents on the day. There's a little bit of disappointing retail sales out of the Eurozone, which is the first downtick in 3 months. So they're saying that economy could be a little bit fragile, and the energy buyers could slow down just a little bit. There's also talk with Iran's new elected president. There could be a reduction in the overall aggression between the U.S. and Iran and the talks on their nuclear program. Natural gas down about 3 cents. Cattle futures here were mixed here, a little bit higher on the front end, a little bit lower on the back end. Feeder cattle are about 32 higher in August following lower corn. Corn prices today reacting to an informal report. They said that we're going to produce about 14.14 billion bushels of corn and about 3.26 billion bushels of soybeans.
Thanks, Justin. That's Justin Lewis with KIS Futures. Dave Lanning will have all the latest market numbers right after this on Midday Oklahoma.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab Summer by the Grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef, it's what's for dinner.
Right about 12:15 here on Midday Oklahoma, I'm Dave Lanning. Let's get you updated on those futures markets here at Midday today. August live cattle up 7 at 120.72. October's up 10, 124.57. August feeder cattle up 35, 154.07. September's up 10 at 157.10. August hogs up 95 at $100.20. October's up 150 at 85.45. We'll check the grains in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented to over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117 and learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
Well, checking the grain futures, Kansas City wheat, September's down 13, 693 and 3 quarters. December's down 13 and a quarter at 705 and a half. September corn's down 9 and 3 quarters at 466 and a quarter. December's down 7 and a half at 456 and a quarter. August soybeans down 2.5 at 13.28.5, and November's down 3.5 at 11.78.25. On the cotton futures, October cotton up 27, 85.59, December up 48 at 85.46, March up 43 at 83.60. Energy futures, September crude oil down 9, 106.85, October down 14 at 106.10. And that's a look at your current futures markets. Ron Hay steps in now with a check of that ag weather.
Midday Oklahoma does continue on. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you today as we check your agricultural weather on this 5th of August. And tell you what, it's going to be a hot week, although there are chances of precipitation starting to build right now by the middle part of the week. That is the good news, most certainly out there. But we've got a couple of hot days between now and then. But still remarkably in better shape than we were at this point 1 year ago, or really the last couple of summer seasons at this time of year. We're relatively green in a lot of our state of Oklahoma, especially the eastern two-thirds of the state. And the latest drought monitor, we mentioned this last week, basically showing us that we are out of drought, really from a line from about Ponca City, Enid, and points south of there are at this point out of drought, abnormally dry or no drought at all. You get into moderate drought in portions of Alfalfa County and also at this point Grant County. You've got extreme droughts in portions of Alfalfa County and some of Woods County as well. And then you get on out to the western counties, you find that extreme and a little bit of exceptional drought in the panhandle. As far as our outlook is concerned for the next couple of days, let's talk about details. We'll do that in just a moment.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of, vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
Really, really hot over the next couple of days, as we mentioned, and the heat index could be easily 105 to 110 degrees both later today as well as Tuesday afternoon, maybe into Wednesday, although the chances of precipitation are going to start popping up a little heavier, it looks like, by Wednesday. Now, there is a chance of some thunder showers this afternoon in our northern tier of counties across Oklahoma, really from Harper County to Woods County, a little bit of Woodford County, the Alfalfa County, Garfield County, and over toward Ponca City and Kay County. We're talking about anywhere from 98 degrees to 100 degrees in north central east central Oklahoma, maybe 100, 300, 4 degrees in some of our western counties right now as far as our daytime highs for this afternoon. And we'll likely go ahead and duplicate those conditions, it looks like, for tomorrow as well. Now, as far as the chances of precipitation, they do climb starting tomorrow night, Tuesday night, into Wednesday and Thursday as well. We're going to talk about those chances of precipitation. We'll do that here in just a moment.
Larry Stewart here for Ready Dump Trailers. That is REDEDUMP. Ready Dump. We make our trailers in Cushing, and we build them tough. Ready Dump is the only dump trailer on the market today without hydraulics. For a dump trailer that dumps first time, every time, insist on a Ready Dump. Ready Dump. Check us out at REDEDUMP.com. Ready Dump.
For your new Ready Dump, visit City Traders, located at 10220 West Reno in Oklahoma City. Ask for Herb or Kevin.
We talked about hot temperatures for the next couple of days, and that's definitely the case. Triple digits will be pretty common in our neck of the woods, but slight chances of precipitation really work their way on down toward not just in north-central Oklahoma, but into central sections of the state by Tuesday night and into Wednesday. By Wednesday night, we're up to 30 to 40% chance of precipitation by later in the day, Wednesday and Wednesday evening and early Thursday morning. Looks like upper 90s are daytime highs for Wednesday, maybe only around 92 degrees by Thursday, and low 90s on Friday as well in the aftermath of those showers in this next system that'll be making its way toward the state of Oklahoma. So despite the fact that it's August, we remain with a chance of precipitation, looks like, almost on a weekly basis. That is our agricultural weather. Stick around. More to come today on Midday Oklahoma in just a few moments.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 semi-tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Choose a DIY series building by Mueller and get easy to assemble, affordable, and permanent storage right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our do-it-yourself building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's standard series buildings are ready to go to work for you. We call them the standard because they've set new benchmarks for quality and flexibility, and their 100% bolt-together design makes them easy to assemble. With competitive financing options, Mueller can be your permanent storage solution. Visit us online at MuellerInc.com to get your free customized building estimate. Then click on our color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER to speak with a representative at one of our Oklahoma locations nearest you.
It is 12:25 as Midday Oklahoma continues on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. Thank you so much for joining us today and being a part of our program. We've got a lot still to come in this half hour. We've got a complete market update coming up in just a few minutes. Ron Hayes has his beef buzz. He'll be hopping on his soapbox in a little bit. Also has his ag perspectives coming up in just a couple of minutes as well. But first, we're going to kick things off with Jim Appel as he joins us with his updated ag calendar.
Hello, everyone. Take a look at our ag calendar on this Monday. We'll look at a water source development seminar. We'll look at some town hall meetings by Congressman Frank Lucas. And we'll look at the grain sorghum demonstration tour. We'll have these items and more right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's all about their land, their cows, and a passion. Your local dairy farmers are calling in and sharing their stories.
Hi, this is Leanne from Glencoe, Oklahoma. My family dairy farm is dedicated to you. As a first-generation dairy farm family, we know there are a lot of choices when you purchase milk and other dairy foods, but rest assured that our products are safe and wholesome. Your health is important to us. Did you know a nutritious diet includes 3 servings of dairy foods every day? Milk, cheese, or yogurts are an essential part of your diet to make sure you're getting the 9 essential nutrients dairy offers. To discover all about the world of dairy, visit us at dairymax.org or like us on Facebook.
My name is Allie Bowman. Don't forget to drink milk.
Be sure to follow Dairy Max on your favorite social media, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, or Pinterest.
Interest in developing water resources for irrigation, livestock, wildlife, and domestic use is at an all-time high due to the residual drought conditions in the southern Great Plains. To provide information on other potential water sources for agricultural producers and landowners, the Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation will host a water source development seminar from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Tuesday, August 6th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The seminar will cover a variety of key topics, including water use requirements for crop and livestock enterprises, government regulations, drilling and developing an irrigation well, pond construction, atypical water sources for irrigation, and rainwater harvesting. The seminar is open to the public, and registration can be made at www.noble.org/agevents, or you can call Jackie Kelly at 580-224-6360. Congressman Frank Lucas has a series of upcoming town hall meetings in Beaver, Cimarron, Ellis, Harper, Texas, and Woodward counties. That will be on August 7th and the 8th. All residents of these locations are invited to attend the meeting and express their opinions. Congressman Lucas will be discussing current events in Washington, taking questions about issues important to constituents of the 3rd Congressional District, and asking for opinions and input on legislation currently before Congress. The meetings will be held on Wednesday, August the 7th. The first one will be at the High Plains Technology Center in Woodward. That will be at 10:30 a.m. on Wednesday, August 7th. Beaver will have a town hall meeting at the Beaver County Farm Bureau from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. also on Wednesday, August 7th. And Guymon will have a town hall meeting at the PTCI room at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. on August the 7th. On Thursday, August the 8th, Frank Lucas will have meetings in Boise City at the PTCI room there at 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. In Laverne, he will meet at the community center from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m., and his final meeting will be in Shattuck at the Chamber of Commerce building at 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Those are all on Thursday, August the 8th. Northwest Oklahoma grain sorghum producers have a chance to look at the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Services demonstration sites for hybrid evaluation, grain sorghum weed control efforts, and they will be able to listen to a discussion of stock utilization. 3 different sites will be reviewed across the area during August 8th and 9th. The first tour stop will be in Alfalfa County at 10 a.m. on August the 8th. The second tour stop will be in Kay County. That will be at 7 p.m. on August the 8th. And the final tour stop will be on Friday, August the 9th in Major County. For more information on each of these tour stops, contact your local county extension office. And it's not too late to sign up for the Cattle Industry Summer Conference that will be held in Denver, Colorado, August 7th through the 10th. For conference highlights and registration information, go to www.beefusa.org.
Every day, pork producers across the country demonstrate care and concern for how pork is produced. They have a long-standing tradition of providing wholesome, high-quality, responsible products for people everywhere to enjoy. And be assured, they're respecting natural resources, taking care of their animals, and contributing to our communities because nobody cares more. Funded by Oklahoma Pork Producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
That's it for your Ag Calendar on this Monday. If you have an item you'd like for us to consider for our calendar page at OklahomaFarmReport.com or for this broadcast, all you have to do is drop us a line at Ron@OklahomaFarmReport.com.
Thanks, Jim, for that update. We certainly appreciate it. We're coming up on the bottom of the hour. Got a news update right around the corner when Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
Save wheat producers. You know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, the squabbling over the farm bill continues on Capitol Hill. We get an update now from Farm Director Ron Hayes.
Well, Dave, Chairlady of the Senate Agriculture Committee says there will be no extension coming through the Senate in her opinion, and that will definitely be the case if an extension is brought up that includes an extension with direct farm program payments another crop year. Senator Stabenow says more and more lawmakers are telling her that is simply unacceptable.
I also am very concerned at this point that it will be difficult to get an extension, and certainly there are those in the U.S. Senate, and I know there are those in the House as well, that will strongly fight any extension that includes direct payments.
Of course, the talk about a farm bill extension in the context of the House and Senate simply not able to get together quickly on a farm bill compromise, especially with a huge difference between the Democrats and the Republicans on how many dollars need to be cut out of the nutrition program in the new five-year bill. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
The World Trade Organization has found China guilty of imposing unjustified export blocking duties against U.S. chicken products. This update comes from Rod Bain.
We lost nearly 80% of the market in China that we had enjoyed as a result of the imposition of unfair and unwarranted duties. Today, that gets rectified.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack commenting Friday on a World Trade Organization settlement panel decision finding China in violation of WTO rules involving unjustified duties of exports of U.S. chicken broiler products. Secretary Vilsack was joined by Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker and U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman to discuss the ruling, noting the importance of trade enforcement in keeping and expanding U.S. ag markets abroad.
America will seek fair and equitable enforcement of trade rules.
And USTR Ambassador Froman notes this is but one of three cases the U.S. has brought before the WTO against China in reference to unjustified trade duties imposed on U.S. exports.
We've won the first two disputes, and we are actively litigating the third, which raises many of the same serious concerns.
The U.S. may now request adoption of the WTO dispute settlement body report, with both parties given ability to appeal the ruling. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
The Farm Production Expenditures Report, published by USDA's National Ag Statistics Service, shows U.S. farmers spent a record high $351.8 billion on ag production in 2012. That's an increase of 10.4% from 2011. And we're coming up on 12:35. Ron steps in with his ag perspectives. Midday Oklahoma continues right after this.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Midday Oklahoma continuing our ag conversation today, featuring some thoughts from Debbie Stabenow, chair lady of the Senate Agriculture Committee. Not a happy lady after GOP leadership signaling a $40 billion potential cut in nutrition spending, their idea of what should be in the next farm bill. That, of course, over a 10-year period. $40 billion cuts, and we've got her reaction to that as she got ready to head out of town for the August congressional recess. We're back on that in just a moment.
I believe in the future of agriculture with a faith born not of words, but of deeds.
Down through the years, the FFA creed has been learned by millions of young people putting on the blue and gold jacket for the first time, including a young man from North Central Oklahoma, wheat industry leader Keith Kissling.
Well, at Burlington, we were a small school, Class B school. If you weren't in FFA and sports, you just weren't in the mix. In FFA, I learned to make decisions.
Do you want to grow like that?
That I see back now was so important to me, especially the livestock judging contest that we went to, where you had to make a decision in 12 minutes and explain why you made that decision.
You can grow like that.
I was proud to wear that jacket. Even back then, we had to zip it up all the way. And
these words about Oklahoma FFA, a service of Sand Ridge Energy, the power of us.
FFA.
Grow like that.
House GOP leadership signaling a $40 billion cut in nutrition spending over a 10-year period. That's what they may be putting out as a standalone measure in September after the August congressional recess, which is now underway. Ms. Stabenow met via teleconference with reporters at the end of this last week, and she told reporters that she had been looking forward to doing a lot of pre-conference work during the August congressional recess prior to a formal conference in September.
That was prior to one more roadblock that the majority leader, Eric Cantor, has put in our way to get this done. And so now that he's come forward with a nutrition title that will cut $40 billion and have additional riders on it, that it's really appalling. We are in a situation where we can't negotiate because we don't know what the parameters of the bill are going to be. So it's now put us in another situation where it's going to make it harder to get a farm bill done. I know that the majority floor leader in the House does not want a farm bill. He's made it clear from the beginning with everything he's done. I do feel that the Speaker would like to get this done. I certainly know that the leaders, Chairman Lucas and Ranking Member Peterson would like to get this done, but, you know, with what is actually happening in the House, I am very concerned at this point. The House is in session for nine days in September, so the clock is running. You know, it's running out on us in terms of a five-year comprehensive farm bill that will make sure our farmers and ranchers have the risk management tools they need and the policy they need so they can make decisions for the long run. It's running out on what we need to do in reform and deficit reduction and a whole range of things. So, I am the person who continues to push forward and will continue to push forward and look for every opportunity to get this done. But certainly the House leadership, particularly the majority floor leader, makes it very, very difficult.
Senate Ag Committee Chair Lady Debbie Stabenow. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email. There's our agriculture conversation. Have a good day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio, Oklahoma Network.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Hey, cattle producers. You know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant this September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. CropPlan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. It's time for us to check your agricultural markets. Here we are Monday, 5th of August already, and it's a down day today, looks like, for the most part, on our grain and oilseed futures. We've got cotton futures a little stronger, it looks like, especially for that new crop December contract. Kansas City wheat futures, the hard wheat futures, are down from 12 to 13 cents. We're down about 16 cents a bushel right now on soft wheat futures today. 6 to 9 cents down on corn. We're anywhere from flat to 10 cents lower on soybeans. The old crop beans are what the most of the pressure on right now. Cattle futures a little bit higher today. Crude oil futures are, for the most part, slightly down. Natural gas slightly down as well. We'll talk about everything, starting with the livestock trade in just a moment.
The concrete jungle, home to the burger devotee, adept at discovering deliciousness. The aroma of thick-cut apple with smoked bacon. The spicy, cool kick of habanero ranch sauce.
Woo!
Things that send a burger devotee's senses soaring. And McDonald's, hungry for their dedication, has just the thing to attract them. Three new quarter-pounder burgers. Bacon habanero ranch, deluxe, and bacon and cheese. Only true devotees can spot burgers this good. And they're another new way to love McDonald's. At participating McDonald's.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
Cash cattle trade once again steady this last week at $1.19, limited numbers being sold, according to the Texas Cattle Feeders Association. Wholesale box beef trade, choice beef down 43 cents here on this Monday, 186.78. Select beef down 7 cents, 180.83. $5.95 now, the choice select spread, with 72 loads of cuts, trimmings, and grinds. 3,000 head at the Joplin Regional Stockyards, with the steers and heifers opening steady to firm, a very light early test. Sales started a little bit later than normal due to the rains of the last day or so in Joplin. Looks like the 575-pounders, one package at $1.62. 6 to 7 weights early, $1.49 to $1.60. 7 to 8 weights now, $1.46 to $1.50. All those were medium large frame ones. 5,250 head at the Oklahoma National Stockyards with feeder steers and heifers, $2 to $3 higher compared to a week ago. On a light test in the early rounds, the calf trade, not well established, but a higher undertone was noted. On the steer calves, a package 495-pounders, $1.94, 5 to 6 weights, 171 to 172.50, 6 to 7 weights, 145 to 154, 7 to 8 weight yearlings, 149 to 157, 8 to 9 weights, 145 to 148. 3,888 head at the Woodward Livestock Market this last Friday. Yearling steers, $2 to $3 higher. Heifers, steady to a couple of dollars higher. The steer calves were $2 to $3 higher on the females. Steer calves, steady to $5 higher. Very good demand for all classes. 4 to 5 weight calves, $1.90 to $1.98. 5 to 6 weights, $1.68 to $1.77. Had some 6 to 700 pound calves, $1.54 to $1.58. 7 to 8 weight yearlings ranging from $1.51 to $1.56.75. 8 to 9 weights, $1.41 to $1.52 and a quarter. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, August live cattle contracts up 7 at 120.72. October up 15 cents at 124.62. The December contract up 17, 127.17. August feeder cattle up by 40 cents, 154.12. Up 17 cents on September, 157.17. October feeder cattle down 7, 159.07. Our grain or oilseed or cotton futures and energy complex up next.
Not many foods are fun to watch cook. But then again, not many foods are lean beef. Every smoke and pop is a feast for the eyes. And every sizzle, well, it takes your taste buds for a little bit of a ride. That's why we gather around the grill, and why our appetite awakens at the first sight of grill marks. It's a celebration of the oldest recipe there is. Beef, fire, and someone to cook for. So grab summer by the grill and look forward to your next great barbecue. Above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner.
Visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com for great beef cooking tips, how-to online videos, and easy, convenient, and delicious recipes. Beef lovers will rejoice at beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's farming and ranching families through their beef checkoff dollar. Remember, above all else, beef. It's what's for dinner. Kansas City wheat futures nearby September down 12 and 3 quarters, 694. December off 13 and a half, 705 and a quarter. September Chicago soft wheat, 643 and 3 quarters, down 16 and 3 quarters cents. December off 16 and a half. September corn at 467, down 9 cents. We're off 6 cents on new crop December corn at 457 and 3 quarters today. September soybeans off 10 and a quarter, 1202 and a quarter. Flat unchanged on November soybeans at 1181 and a half. December cotton futures are up 43 points today, 85.41 cents a pound. Crude oil right now down 11 cents. That's at 106.83. Natural gas down by a couple of cents at 332 per million BTU. So a little bit of pressure on our energy complex today. And those are the markets. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma.
Do you ever rate what's on your plate? I'm Susan Allen, Family and Consumer Science Educator for Dairy Max. The USDA's new MyPlate education tool can help you make sure the items you put on your plate are part of a healthy diet. MyPlate focuses directly on the food groups to include in a healthy meal, including the dairy group. More than just a glass of milk, dairy products like cheese and yogurt can be used to help build a nutritionally powerful plate, and dairy foods provide a quick, delicious, and affordable source of protein. The guidelines recommend that children and adults increase their intake of low-fat and fat-free milk and milk products to help meet the recommended nutrient intake. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the Dietary Guidelines for Americans say both adults and children need to consume more of. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about My Plate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Foton TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning, so glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hayes steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest today, livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel from OSU. We're back with Darrell in just a few moments.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
If you're gonna dig a hole, call Oakey. It's the thing to do, you know, call Oakey.
You can request to locate 24 hours a day at www.calloakey.com or dial 811.
You know just what to do before you dig that swimming pool or plant that tree. Call 1-800-522-OKIE.
It's a little early to tell, but it appears that the rains of July may have been a game changer for the cattle industry here in the Southern Great Plains. So says Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel.
You know, certainly here in Oklahoma, the rain we've had has tremendously changed the situation. It's come early enough that we're going to see some forage production. It's certainly been a better year. You know, there's necessarily a lot of caution that as to whether or not we've truly moved past the drought. We won't know that for a while, but for the time being, we're in the best shape we've been in about 3 years and moving forward with lots of opportunity.
Now, that translates into several possible decisions that guys will be making over the next few months as regards to their herds and perhaps some stocking rates this fall and all that.
I think it does. You know, a lot of producers have worked very hard the last 2 years to survive the drought. Hopefully through that process, they've maintained a plan for not only how to get through the drought, but what they were going to do to rebuild their own operation. And certainly as an industry in the state, we've got a lot of rebuilding to do. And I think we'll begin to think about those things this fall. Because of the timing, you know, the lateness of the year that we are, I don't know that we'll see things change that dramatically this fall in terms of animal numbers, but I think what we're going to start doing is making decisions that lay the groundwork for what can happen in 2014 here in Oklahoma and potentially in a big chunk of the country as well with respect to things like heifer retention and at least stopping the herd liquidation first and thinking about getting on with some herd rebuilding over the next few years.
At least anecdotally, are you hearing from cattle producers that at least they're improving their genetics as they've gone through this process, getting ready to maybe start growing a little bit again?
Well, you know, we've culled so hard over the last few years, you know, locally, but as well as on a national basis. We certainly presume that that has had an impact on not only lowering the average age of the herd in many cases, we've culled very deeply, you know, into the herd from the older cows, and also should have raised the average in terms of productivity, in terms of the genetic base. And one of the exciting things about that is when we get to a point where we can rebuild, we have the potential to rebuild relatively quickly for a year or two, because we do have this young productive base. We've done an awful lot of rolling over of cows, I think. A lot of producers, at least anecdotally, it appears, have rolled over those older cows and even down into the middle-aged cows in many cases. And we truly do have a very young, productive herd base from which to build. It's a fairly small base, and we do have a lot of challenges to rebuild that herd, but it can happen fairly fast when it does start.
OSU's Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Winding down, Midday Oklahoma continues in just a few moments.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Well, Dave, as we wrap up Midday Oklahoma for you on this Monday, up on our soapbox we go, and wanted to talk about a story that we had this last week on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com, that really shows how creative the Environmental Working Group really can be when they put their mind to trying to figure out ways to blame anything and everything on the current villain of the week. And their current villain right now, crop insurance. The Environmental Working Group releasing a new analysis this last week showing that 1.9 million acres went under the plow in the U.S. between 2008 and 2012. Over that same period of time, the EWG researchers found 5.3 million acres was plowed up to grow row crops. According to the researchers, the most dramatic loss of wetlands occurred in several states, South Dakota, North Dakota, as well as Minnesota, those three states. 10 states all in all, including Texas and Oklahoma and Kansas, accounted for some 57% of the highly erodible land converted to cropland. The analysis is a follow-up to the plowed-up report released back in 2012 by EWG. Their senior VP, Craig Cox, says they were able to reveal hot spots where conversion of large blocks of fragile land to row crops is most extensive by taking a closer look at the data. He says the thing is, you got to look at the correlation between the highest average crop insurance payouts and these areas that have got this land being broken out of sensitive lands into row crops. He says that it shows that crop insurance helping subsidize this breaking away and breaking out of fragile land for cropland. He says that's bad news, bad policy, and that we shouldn't accept that at all. We need to do away or greatly scale back crop insurance as a result, is the EWG conclusion. Not sure if you're buying what they're selling, but EWG intent on making crop insurance the villain in a variety of scenarios that they're drawing up. That's our time today on Midday Oklahoma. Have a great afternoon. God bless. See you soon.
And that wraps up this Monday edition of Midday Oklahoma. For Ron Hayes, Jim Apel, and Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us tomorrow at 12:05 for our Tuesday edition of Midday Oklahoma on the Radio Oklahoma Network.